Hi, this is Mistress Lily, and today I'm celebrating a new pain slut being born. Sometimes it takes a while for someone to find out where they belong, to truly understand who they are, what they need, and what they need to do to find fulfillment. That type of soul-searching is a journey that everyone takes. And for those in the kink community, it comes with lots of interesting detours, experimentation, and fun along the way until you find your place. One of my subbies recently discovered the truth about himself. He is a submissive pain slut and humiliation whore. When he first began talking to me, it was revealed that he loved being humiliated for certain shortcomings in his anatomy, and that he had a core of deep submissiveness and a yearning to please and to serve. He thrived on hearing me verbally flay his psyche in my sweet voice, loved the pain and mental anguish of knowing everything I said was the truth, and adored knowing that his whimpers and moans were entertaining me. He enjoyed knowing that everything I said wasn't coming from malice. I simply loved humiliating him as much as he loved being on the receiving end. But there was still something missing. Being the wonderful little sadist that I am, I suggested adding in paint play. Sometimes, finding out the truth hurts. And it hurts, oh, good. Physical pain was the missing piece that he'd been craving, and hadn't even realized. Emotional pain and physical pain are already pretty closely linked in how your brain processes them, so it seemed like a natural progression. And from the first few moments that I had him experimenting with impact play and turning his cock, balls, and torso into a clothespin porcupine, I knew that we'd hit upon something great. By the end of our second session combining physical and emotional pain, he actually managed to come from pain alone, no stroking required. Climaxing by a weakened version of my napalm lube, spanking with a metal spatula, and crushing his cock with a weighted skillet. This is Mistress Lily. Feel free to give me a call at 1-800-601-6975 or visit my blog at eroticpomestress.com.